This is Growing Native, and I'm Petey Mosquiti. I was at work on a cold, windy morning looking for a spot out of the wind, but in the sun. Boy, I was cold and had nothing on my mind but getting warm. I could count plants, you know, do inventory type stuff and do reports later. Warmth was my priority. I finally planted myself at the end of a field along a hedgerow of cypress. So a large cypress blocked the wind, but not the sun, and I had a good view of an 80-acre field full of planted yuccas. I watched that field and imagined, with the exception of some soaring bird, I figured all other creatures were like me, you know, just staying out of the wind. But way down at the end of that field, something was moving. Too big for a javelina and moving strange, not like a cow, didn't look like a cow silhouette, large and dark, moving, then stopping, seemed to move like a creeping blob of something, you know? Well, doggone it, it was a tumbleweed. A large, oblong tumbleweed was creeping and crawling across the field, so large it waited for strong gusts to move it along. Tumbleweed, the creature. Russian thistle rolling along and dispersing seed for next year's crop. Tumbleweed has had a successful career as an invasive non-native weed. You know, spread from South Dakota 140, 150 years ago. What's the story? It's Ukrainian farmers going to South Dakota, and they had flax seed from the old country, I'm guessing, and it had this Russian thistle in it, this salsola in it. And it came up with the flax. Anyway, so it's here to stay. I mean, it's here, that's for sure. There's no, we write songs about it, beautiful Western songs. Anyway, it got me thinking about another weed. I mean, it got me thinking about several weeds, really, non-native and native, but I'll try to be calm and keep it simple. But so pigweed, sometimes called careless weed, sometimes red root, but Amaranthus palmeri, and it could be just me, but it seems that this native plant has really expanded its range. It definitely has left the sides of the roads and agricultural fields, and you find it out in the hills and mountains and not the occasional plant or two. Oh, look, there's an amaranth, but thousands down arroyos, in canyons, up slope, only stopped by, I guess, by elevation. I mean, colder temperatures, right? I was hiking in some very familiar hills, and I ran into a lot of pigweed, and I'd find colonies way upslope. The plants sometimes turn red, all the stems turn red, and so you see these red splashes in the grasses upslope, and I'm beginning to question my ID of it. Is it really Amaranthus palmeri, or is it another species of Amaranthus, or is it just a new vigorous version of pigweed? I don't know. I should just be happy it's native, I guess. Oh, by the way, it's a goosefoot, Chenopodiaceae, as is tumbleweed. Okay, tumbleweed and pigweeds, I think they're here to sort of stay. But let's talk about a grass I see. There's a spot where I get on I-10. If I'm going to Tucson or Benson, I get on I-10, Interstate 10 at Texas Canyon. And this year, on the slopes of those Dragoon Mountains, I've seen more natal grass than I've ever seen before. I've seen it on occasion at that location, but never so much. It's easy to spot. It's inflorescence. Its flowering stalk is pinkish, purplish, very showy. So pretty, so non-native. I saw it everywhere. I hiked around, you know, everywhere I hiked around at 5,000 feet in elevation in the Galeros, I saw this stuff like I'd never seen it before. I've never seen so much. What's going on? Natal grass is an introduced South African species of grass. Not sure how it ended up in southern Arizona, but was introduced back east, Florida, say, as a forage grass, where now it is a noxious weed. Not sure about the common name. Natal sometimes can mean native, but it ain't that. Non-natal grass. But there's no getting around how pretty it is. Its name is Rhynchocolytrum repens, and I think they've changed it to Malinus repens, and it appears to have been a good year for this non-native varmint. You know, exotic grasses can be dangerous. Look at Lehman's love grass, for example, or fountain grasses. In Old Bisbee, that danged fluff grass, the genus Pennisetum, buffle grass, fountain grass, fluff grass, oh my. And what's the deal? What's the big deal, Petey Mosquiti? What's the big deal, you ask? I mean, they changed the desert, my friends. And I'm a guy who thinks the desert is just fine without any of these invasive varmint grasses. Because you know what? You know what? The desert is beautiful. Yeah, it is. Hey, I'm Petey Mosquiti, and this has been Growing Native.